4. The Malibu apartment was known for its natural spotlights. It had been built with 92 plate glass windows, strategically located for eastern, western, and overhead exposure, so that no matter where you were, the sun placed you center stage. Alex stood in front of a wall of glass, beautifully backlit, running his thumb over the edge of an oval inlaid maple box. "You got this in Lyon, I think," he said to Cassie. She was sitting in a love seat the color of a blush, and when he sank to the floor in front of her, grasping her hand, she couldn't help but gasp. It was like having the character spring off the movie screen, suddenly flesh and blood. It was an odd feeling, seeing a stranger a few feet in front of you, and knowing that you had shared his bowl of cereal, warmed your feet against his calves, traded him your whispers in a soft must bed. Cassie wished she could throw herself into the charade, but she could not. Alex was the actor, not her. And she was painfully aware of the shifting zone that moved with her, blue and magnetic, forcing a distance between them even when they touched. Alex sighed. "You're not going to start acting like I'm larger than life, are you?" he said. "You never did before." Cassie gave him a half-smile. She had been quiet on purpose, figuring the less she said, the less of a fool she'd make of herself. "This takes a little getting used to," she said. She glanced at the white Alençon curtains, the pickled wood coffee table, the pink marble sink of the wet bar. Alex leaned close to brush a kiss against her forehead, and she couldn't help it. She stiffened. Since Alex had claimed her at the station, he hadn't hesitated to touch her. It was ridiculous, really, to feel as skittish as she would on a blind date, since Alex had said they'd been married for 3 whole years. Still, she couldn't seem to see herself in the day-to-day routine of a marriage. Instead, her mind kept flashing through images she knew she'd been fed by the media. Alex Rivers at a black tie benefit for AIDS research. Alex Rivers accepting a Golden Globe Award. Alex Rivers juggling coconuts during a break on the set of Robinson Crusoe. Suddenly he stood up, bathed in sunlight, and Cassie lost track of her thoughts. She did not remember Alex. She did not feel comfortable around him, but she was fascinated by him. The silver shine of his eyes, the proud line of his jaw, the muscles corded in his neck, all called to her. She studied him as she would...